From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. U.S. and Mexican authorities have discovered a sophisticated tunnel used for drug smuggling. It runs from Tijuana to San Diego. Authorities have also seized a massive amount of marijuana. Amy Isaacson of member station KPBS reports.
Earlier this week, a semi-truck leaving a San Diego warehouse caught U.S. authorities' attention. The warehouse is about 300 yards from the border fence in an industrial area called Otay Mesa. John Morton directs Immigration and Customs Enforcement, or ICE. He says authorities followed the truck about 80 miles north and stopped it at a Border Patrol checkpoint.
And in that tractor trailer was 10 tons of marijuana.
Authorities arrested the two people in the truck, a husband and wife. Then they searched the Otay Mesa warehouse.
Some of these packages were out in the open, and they were just laying on the floor here.
They found about 20 more tons of marijuana and a big rectangular hole cut right out of the cement floor. It turned out to be the opening to the tunnel. ICE Special Agent Joe Garcia peers in.
You have to be on your hands and knees to negotiate to get in, and then there's ventilation, a little bit of a primitive rail system in there, and there's some lighting.
From there, it's a straight shot, about 600 yards, under the border fence and up into a warehouse in Tijuana. All told, authorities found about 30 tons of marijuana. They say that's the largest seizure ever along the border in San Diego. For NPR News, I'm Amy Isaacson in Tijuana.